The following article was published in Great Health Guide in August 2017. Great Health Guide is a free monthly magazine for women and is available at www.greathealthguide.com.au. This article is entitled When Children Don't Listen and is written by Deb Hopper. How many parents complain that their children just don't listen to what they're saying? Children not listening can be very frustrating for parents from day to day. There are many reasons why kids struggle to listen or pretend not to listen, and many ways to reduce this frustration between parents and children. Children might not respond in conversation for three main reasons. Number one, they could be distracted, especially by screens, TV, iPad, video games. Number two, they have hearing or auditory processing difficulties. And finally, number three, they are exhibiting a passive-aggressive reaction or hidden anger towards a speaker or anxiety about something happening. Here are five tips for understanding and working with children when they are not listening or who pretend not to hear when you talk to them. Number one, decode the behavior or distraction. One of the first steps in understanding why a child may be pretending not to hear is to understand why they appear not to be listening. Are they simply distracted by watching TV, playing a game on the iPad, or reading a book? Is their attention elsewhere? Often distractions is the reason why children appear not to respond to questions or instructions. Here's the tip. Before speaking, make sure you have a child's active attention. Ask them to look at you, turn off the distraction if needed, and ask them to repeat your question back to you, or at least say, "Okay, Mum," or "Okay, Dad." Number two, decode the behavior. Is it a passive-aggressive reaction? Many children develop passive-aggressive behaviors, which are one way for them to exert control over their environment, including people, when they may be feeling anxious or angry. This might look like when you call to them, they may ignore you and make you come upstairs to talk to them. Children not listening may be a sign that they aren't coping and they're asking for help. So the solution for this is sit and have a chat about what's happening for them. Is there an assignment that they are worried about? Or are they having difficulties with friends at school? Number three, make sure children have good boundaries. Children feel safer when they have clear boundaries and expectations for behavior at home and at school. Have clear expectations for jobs around the house, even for toddlers. Ensure they understand the expectations for homework and even the tone of voice they use to speak to you. Children need to understand the rules of what is expected and the consequences of what will happen if these goals are not met. Children who don't listen may not have a good sense of boundaries and therefore don't feel safe within themselves and their roles at home and or school. Be gentle and loving, yet firm. If you talk about consequences, stay firm in following through. Number four, keep instructions simple. Many children, especially if they are young or have underlying learning difficulties, have trouble following too many directions at once. Break down your instructions or requests into smaller steps. Rather than asking them to put their clothes in their room, brush their teeth, and put their lunch in their bag, ask them to do one activity at a time. If they understand and remember what to do, they won't be overwhelmed by the request, sometimes resulting in feeling overwhelmed or anxious, and are more likely to respond verbally to your request. Children not listening can sometimes be the brain being overwhelmed by instructions and shutting down, making it look like they are not listening. And finally, monitor your tone of voice and ask open-ended questions. If your child is not listening, reduce distractions and communicate again with them, being mindful that your voice is not raising in frustration or increasing in volume. Keep a calm and gentle voice. Once you have their attention, ask open-ended questions rather than yes or no questions. Open-ended questions are invitations to say more and allows children to share their ideas and feelings while providing the opportunity for back and forth communication. Children who are not listening or who appear to pretend not to hear can be very frustrating for both the child and the adult involved. The adult wants to communicate and must understand where the child is at while keeping the routine moving. The child may be bothered by being interrupted from their favorite TV show or being interrupted in the middle of a game. This is very understandable. The above 5 tips can help to increase understanding for adults about dynamics and reasons why children may struggle to listen, but also provide some easy to implement strategies for making life easier. Deb Hopper is an occupational therapist, author, and workshop presenter. Deb is passionate about empowering parents and educators to understand the underlying reasons of why children struggle with their behavior, self-esteem, and sensory processing difficulties. Deb can be contacted via her website at www.lifeskillsforkids.com.au. For more Great Health Guide articles, go to www.greathealthguide.com.au.